Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirate Podcast is coming for you, we're coming for you, we're going to change your life.
Yeah. Hey everyone, Peter from Story Pirates here. Stay tuned at the end of today's podcast to find out where you can see the real actual Story Pirates live in person somewhere near you in America. Or go to storypirates.org to find out more about our school programs, buy a t-shirt or hoodie for the holidays, or make a tax-deductible donation. Okay, on with the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name is Lee.
And my name is Peter.
And we're the Story Pirates. And the Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome radio plays. We're going back into the archives to play you some of our favorites. Peter, what's today's story?
Today's story, Lee, is wonderful. It was written by a then fourth grader from Bayonne City, Michigan. Her name is Sarah Snyder. And Sarah's story is called Ukulele Island.
Ukulele Island?
Ukulele Island.
What a magical place that sounds like. Before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Sarah's story, let's read the original story that Sarah sent in to us.
I think that's a great idea. Take it away, Lee Overtree.
So here it is, Ukulele Island by Sarah Snyder. Far away, where joyful music can be heard just in a wisp of wind, where magical ukuleles grow on bushes and trees, where no one sheds a tear, where no sadness can be found, where everything, meaning everything, is nothing but happiness and joy. Now that's where I want to go for spring break! When you get there, you are greeted by ladies in grass skirts and flower necklaces doing the chicken dance. What could be greater than that? After that lovely performance, you are taken to the Chicken Egg Hotel, the most luxurious hotel on the whole island. And it's shaped like an egg. Obviously, it's in the name. It's the best place in the world if you love ukuleles. If you bring one with you, the locals will give you $1 million. That's right, $1 million. That's some hardcore ukuleles. So come on down to Ukulele Island this weekend. You won't want to leave. See you soon. The end.
Lee, this place sounds incredible. Can I go to Ukulele Island?
You can in your mind right now. So here it is, the Story Pirates adaptation by Sarah Snyder, Ukulele Island.
Kids, it's time to pack your bags. We're about to head out on vacation.
Aw, Dad, do we gotta?
What do you mean? Aren't you excited to go to Grandma's house in Dullsville?
No, Dad, we always go there. We want something different.
Say, are you tired of the same old vacations to Grandma's house?
Yes!
Then I've got the place for you. It's Ukulele Island.
Ukulele Island?
Tell us more.
Okay. Far away, where joyful music can be heard in just a wisp of wind, there is a land where magical ukuleles grow on bushes and trees.
Magical ukuleles. Everyone loves ukuleles.
That's right, Mom. Everyone does love ukuleles. And on Ukulele Island, ukuleles literally grow on trees.
It's like a dream come true.
But you know what everyone loves even more than ukuleles?
What could someone love more than a ukulele?
People not crying.
All right, announcer man. You've got my attention.
That's right. Ukulele Island, where no one sheds a tear, where no sadness can be found, where everything, meaning everything, is nothing but happiness and joy.
Now that's where I want to go for spring break. Kids, grab your bags, because we're going to Ukulele Island!
Yay!
When you get to Ukulele Island, you'll be greeted by ladies in grass skirts and flower necklaces doing the chicken dance.
Welcome to Ukulele Island.
Why, thank you.
We shall now do the traditional Ukulele Island welcome dance.
Kids, pay attention. You're about to learn a little culture.
What could be greater than that?
Literally nothing.
But just wait, there's more.
There's more?
That's right, there's more.
There's more?
Yes, there's more. After the lovely performance, you will be taken to the Chicken Egg Hotel, the most luxurious hotel on the whole island.
Ooh, fancy.
Hey, why is it called the Chicken Egg Hotel?
Because it's shaped like an egg.
Obviously, it's in the name.
Hello, and welcome to the Chicken Egg Hotel. Can I take your luggage?
Oh, gosh, you know what, kids? And all the excitement coming to Ukulele Island, we forgot to bring our bags.
Dad!
The only thing I brought was the love of my life.
Oh, Herb.
This old ukulele.
Herb.
Then you're in luck.
I am?
You are.
We are?
That's right, you are.
What about us?
Yes, everyone is in luck.
Why?
Because Ukulele Island is the best place in the world if you love ukuleles.
How's that?
If you bring one with you, the locals will give you $1,000,000.
$1,000,000?
That's right, $1,000,000.
Did I overhear that you brought an old ukulele to the Chicken Egg Hotel?
Why, yes, I did.
Congratulations, here is $1,000,000.
Are you buying the ukulele?
No. Ask yourself this. Why would I buy your ukulele? They literally grow in the bushes here.
Okay, then why are you giving me $1,000,000?
Because it is our way.
Oh.
That's some hardcore ukuleles!
You said it!
This is the best vacation ever. Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me. You thank Ukulele Island.
On behalf of the whole Ukulele Island, you're welcome.
So come on down to Ukulele Island this weekend. You won't want to leave.
We don't want to leave.
That's right. You won't want to leave.
We don't want to leave.
Why do I have to keep repeating myself? Oh, I can't stay mad at you guys. See you soon.
The end. And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Sarah Snyder.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Did you have school today?
Yep.
And how was school?
It was pretty good.
What grade are you in right now?
I'm in sixth grade.
How old were you when you sent us your story, Ukulele Island?
I think I was 9 or 10.
How did you get the idea for your story?
It was kind of just some random thoughts that came into my mind as I was writing. I really don't know where it came from. It was pretty random.
Well, random is good. That means you were being creative, right?
Yeah.
And what was it like to hear it on the radio?
It was really fun. I felt really proud and excited, and I couldn't wait to tell my friends and family.
Do you write stories a lot? Are you a writer?
Yeah, I'm in a writing group right now.
Oh, awesome. What do you guys do in the writing group?
We are writing novels.
Really? You're writing a novel?
Mm-hmm.
How far into it are you?
I'm 1,224 words.
Are you kidding me? That is so many words. And can you tell me, do you mind telling me about your novel a little bit?
It's about a girl who is stranded in the wilderness and she tries to survive.
Whoa. Have you ever been stranded in the wilderness?
No.
If you were stranded, though, you'd probably know what to do since you've written a book about it, right?
Well, sort of.
It might be a little bit harder than that, huh?
Yeah.
Can you tell me one of the favorite things you've written about in your novel?
She hunted a mountain lion.
And did she capture it?
No, it was attacking her.
Oh my gosh. So she got away, though?
Yeah.
So you live in Michigan, and how do you like Michigan?
It's very nice.
How do you like middle school?
It's pretty fun.
Better than elementary school?
Maybe. I think they're like equal, but okay. Different.
Equal, but different. That's good. What else do you do in your spare time, Sarah?
I like to draw a lot.
What have you drawn recently?
I drew a design.
Do you ever draw during class?
A little bit of doodling on my papers.
Yep, doodling. So in Ukulele Island, they go to that island and ukuleles grow on the bushes. Do you play the ukulele?
No.
Do you have one?
No.
Do you know anyone that plays ukulele?
Nope.
Have you ever heard a ukulele?
Yes.
And what do you think? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Would you say it's your number one favorite instrument of all time?
Not quite.
Not quite. What would be?
The viola.
Viola? Ooh, I like the viola. So why did you choose ukuleles?
I hadn't really thought about that. I'm not sure. It was pretty random.
It's sort of a funny word.
Yeah.
To me, it sort of sounds like it could be like a creature from under the sea or something. Like something gross that I don't want to eat at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like something gelatinous. My next question would be, if you could give advice to someone who's trying to write a story, what kind of advice would you give? What would you say?
I would say just keep writing, and it doesn't have to be polished right now. No idea is a bad idea.
Great advice. I love that. And what's your process like when you're writing your novel?
I write usually for about a half an hour at a time. I just sit down and write on my iPad, usually.
Do you have a special place that you like to write, or can you write anywhere?
I write anywhere.
Nice. So how long do you think it's going to take for you to finish your novel?
I have a goal of 15,000 words.
Wow.
I don't know, maybe a couple months?
Awesome, Sarah. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. And thanks for letting us perform your story. I think it's awesome and hilarious.
Thank you.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. If you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to Sarah's mom and to Sirius XM Radio. Do you love this podcast? Do you want to reach more kids in more schools? Go to storypirates.org and click support to make a tax-deductible donation. We have live shows just about everywhere in America this year. If you live anywhere in the United States, listen up. We're probably going to have a show near you in the next few months, and we want you to be there. Ready? Here we go. This Saturday and Sunday, November 22nd and 23rd, we'll be performing in Florida at the Miami Book Fair International. On December 6th and Saturday, December 13th, we'll have our weekly flagship shows in New York City. Then on January 24th, check us out in Fort Collins, Colorado, and Gallet, Wyoming, also on January 24th. And if that isn't enough, we're also going to be in Santa Clarita, California on January 31st. We have more dates coming up in Colorado, Arkansas, California, and New York starting in February, including our biggest improv show for kids ever at the NYU Skirball Center on March 15th. That's right, we're going to let kids come up with the entire show for us on the spot. You can find out details and buy tickets for just about all of those shows at our website, storypirates.org. While you're there, check out our amazing school programs and buy a t-shirt. It's all at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we'll see you next time!
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.